So hello, this is Joe Allgrant speaking to you again, principal of the upper school at Dwight Englewood. This is the second in our series of three podcasts about next year, the transition, the schedule, and the co-curricular program that we offer. If you remember from last time, we spent 15 or 16 minutes talking about what the transition into our upper school looks like, the different pieces that will be included, and really how we are going to welcome all students into the high school, both those who are coming from our own middle school and those who are coming from the outside. There are, as we plan it now, about 85 students coming from the middle school and about 50 who are coming from the outside. So it will make for a very healthy and vibrant class of 2024. And we look forward again to welcoming everybody. But this morning I wanted to talk about what the academic program is like and what that transition, how that transition will work for you going forward. Again, had we all been in school, we would have had this as a live meeting where we would have been able to have a conversation about this after I presented some information. So what we're doing instead is this podcast will contain a lot of the information you need, and then we will be scheduling a Zoom session meeting for you to come and ask questions or to talk more about it. We also later on in May will be inviting all families, students and parents to a different series of a Zoom sessions that will sort of get you to be able to know, start to know one another. So if we start about the thinking about the curriculum, our curriculum has a real design philosophy, and that philosophy begins with the notion that in the 9th and 10th grade, students are living in what we call our core, our two-year core curriculum, right? That curriculum will be in English, in history, in science, and in mathematics. And students are taking different language courses, so that sits a little bit outside. But the core curriculum is designed really with the notion of developing the skills and the habits that are most important for disciplined studies in the later years. And so the course material is designed not only for its content, but also for the way that it teaches students in those different skills. And we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that in a minute. So after the 2 years, students will enter in their final 2 years in the upper school, what we call our elective program. And in our elective program, students will get to cultivate their passions, as well as gain the well-rounded preparation that they'll need for college and beyond. But what this means in particular is that they will have in any given subject area probably anywhere from 6 to 10 different choices of what they want to take in each discipline. And so what that means at the end of the 4 years is that pretty much no two students in our curriculum in our school will ever graduate with the same transcript, as we encourage them to look for what's interesting, to try things that they might want to try, and to really have a chance to explore what academic preparation is about. Alongside that, we are going to try to verse them well in a lot of the skills and habits that they need for the future. So the ethics, we have an ethics program in 10th grade, and we have our seminar programs in 9th and 10th grade that you heard about last year. But let's talk for a minute now about the particular curriculum that we have for the 9th grade that your students will be involved in. To help me do that, I have actually the gentleman who will be the dean of the class, and we'll come back to what that means a little bit later. But he also happens to be an English teacher, and he does teach the 9th grade program. So let me introduce you to Jeremy Meserol, who is just graduating the class of 2023 this spring or summer, in whatever way we can manage to do it, and then will be picking up your children as they enter the high school in the fall. But for now, Jeremy, why don't we just talk a little bit about what the English program in the 9th grade is all about.
All right, thanks, Mr. Allgrant. Sure, I'd be happy to. And just a quick hello to everybody listening, and I look forward to meeting you all in due time. But so as you mentioned, Mr. Allgren, we have the core curriculum, and part of that core is the 9th grade English curriculum, which is meant to lead into the 10th grade core as well. And then, as you mentioned, there's electives for junior and senior year. The 9th grade core curriculum, as is the 10th, but the 9th grade in particular is really a skills-based program, as you mentioned. The content is fit around the skills we're trying to teach the students in terms of writing critically, writing analytically about literature in particular. But then there are a series of different writing exercises and prompts to kind of facilitate memoir writing, for instance, or a personal essay, creative pieces. All of those are designed to kind of expand and create a broad base for our ninth grade students so that they can work in different really modalities of writing and expression. The core course is in ninth grade is designed around the personal quest and kind of coming of age novels for the protagonists in those books as they kind of walk through adolescence into adulthood and kind of facing moral decisions, ethical decisions as they encounter the world around them. And then is also, which is incredibly critical now, I think, kind of encountering questions of identity, societal identity, how does one fit in the broader context of the world? And that kind of leads into America in 10th grade, thinking particularly about the American experience. But in 9th grade, it's kind of a generalized, universal question of what does it mean to be a person? What does it mean to be a human being and to engage in the world critically and meaningfully? And so we do that with a variety of texts without going into the whole curriculum, but there's a series of memoirs we read. Every class has a Shakespeare in the Spring, which we try and give everybody a sense of his work. And then, things like Huck Finn, kind of a pivotal text that everybody reads together so that there's this core base of text that the students all have in ninth grade that they can share with in 10th grade and kind of talk text to text and have that common core that when they get to the electives, they all have a base and some similarity of text that they can work from and draw from as they engage different texts. So the idea really, again, is a skills-based curriculum. It's teaching that's built around content, but, really getting students to think and read critically, to write critically, to reflect on their own experience and how that merges with the world around them, and to provide them with a foundation for moving forward into the following curriculums. So it's an exciting curriculum. I love teaching it. I love working with the ninth graders, and as we all do, it's an exciting time, and it's a great time to be teaching, the skills of English as they walk into this, the ninth grade experience.
And I assume, Jeremy, that includes the appropriate amount of grammar and some of the mechanics.
Absolutely. We have 9 particular grammar lessons that we teach throughout the year, grammar, usage, and mechanics. We call it GUM for short. And we have 9 lessons that they take throughout the course of the year, culminating in kind of an assessment at the end of the year to make sure to see how they've absorbed that material in preparation for another 9 to 10 as sophomores. So that by the time they finish the core curriculum in 9th and 10th grade, they've had 20 individual grammar lesson units. To kind of hone in on what kind of the fundamentals are of the English language and their writing mechanics in particular, so that they are, pretty equipped by the time they get to junior, senior year. They know how to write well, and they've absorbed those lessons. And they're cumulative, they're repetitive. We make sure we revisit things as we go in order to really, solidify things for them.
And I believe, right, Jeremy, it's a little bit like the like a driver's test. You have to keep taking it until you actually pass. So the students will actually, even if they don't in the first go around, keep working at the grammar so that they do all move on with the same sets of skills ready to go.
Yeah, the idea is not so much that they, have to pass and that's it. It's the idea that they are really absorbing the material and getting it so that, as many times as it takes to make sure they get it, that make sure they understand the material, can explain it. That's really the idea, so that they're moving forward with that content firm in their minds, and we provide them as many opportunities really as they need to make sure they're getting that material and absorbing it.
Yeah, it's really kind of one of the rites of passages that you'll hear about with your kids as they navigate through the high school is going to be the GUM test. and the gum experience, and it does kind of put grammar. I don't know if I would exactly call it fun, but it does make it a little bit of a joint effort and competition that the kids engage in. Anyway, thanks, Jeremy. We're going to be back to you in just a minute. So as Jeremy describes what the basic outline of the core in English is, it works very much the same way in the other departments as well. In history, your students will be taking a course in the ancient and medieval world. And in that course, they do the same kind of study of how you study history. But they also use ancient and medieval topics to align and compare with the way that things are now, and history really as a base for understanding the present. The science curriculum, very much the same. It's a new program that we've started over the last couple of years, which in the ninth grade is going to be all about the natural history of the planet and kind of a how did we get to where we are now, which takes on a special meaning in this age of the coronavirus. And then the 10th grade program looks more to the future of the planet and says that, okay, now that we have gotten ourselves to this place, how do we go forwards? And so it is an environmental and climate science based course that actually helps kids understand what they need in order to face the issues and the challenges that they're going to have as voters and as citizens about the planet going forwards. The mathematics program is something I referred to last week. It is a topics-based program that operates very much in a problem-solving mode. So students will start solving problems right from day one, and right through the 10th grade will be doing the same. That's a program that we'll invite you to a special orientation in the fall so that you can learn what we're doing, how we're doing it, and how parents can help. In the languages are we offer Spanish, French, Mandarin, Latin, and a little bit of Greek. And students will be placed into those languages at whatever level makes sense for them. Ninth graders also take health and wellness class, which will focus on health and fitness, and the ninth grade seminar, which is something we talked about last time, right? Students will also have the opportunity with all that to take some elective courses in the visual arts, theater arts, music arts, to fill out their schedule. And there are a lot of things that they'll be able to read about in terms of that. Okay, we do offer these courses at different levels of instruction. There are three, really. We have what we call the college preparatory level, the honors level, and the advanced placement level. Right, the college preparatory level is our default placement, and about 60 to 70% of every class, or 75% of the class, will be taking college prep level coursework. The students who are more accelerated are able to take honors classes, which cover basically the same material, sometimes in more depth, sometimes a little more. And then the advanced placement level, which is not really offered in ninth grade, but there are some students who will start to do AP classes in 10th grade. And those you probably know are courses that are designed to be, well, they say college level, but college level for high school. So they are all ready to prepare and study in college, right? We get asked a lot what makes for an honors placement, and really there are three different pieces to how we do that, and to know from the start that we don't place students based solely on what their grades are in their courses, right? A lot of it has to do with their intellectual ability to handle difficult material. Especially studied at a deeper level. So it really goes to their level of understanding. The second one is their independence of study habits. Honors courses require more, and the teachers have higher expectations and will move at a quicker pace and go deeper, and also be counting on students to do a lot of things, more things on their own than they would in the college prep. And the third piece is really the passion and the energy to do all the extra work that is going to be required. So those are the three, and knowing that it's not only based on grades. And that's a process that we that we are undertaking already. For students who are in the eighth grade, at Dwight Englewood, you are already working with your advisors and the dean and the department chairs to figure out your placements for next year. And for students who are coming in, students have already taken all the placement tests. And so now the department chairs will work with those tests and with their admissions folders, and we'll start to make recommendations for where your children should go. Right, for those of you who are coming into the school new, what will happen is you will receive a document from us at the end of May that will lay out what the recommendations are as we see them, and then ask you to sign up for the different courses. And we'll have a lot more to say when we get to that point. For those who are presently in the middle school, these are things that will happen before the end of the year that you'll hear from all your advisors. So that's the curriculum. I want to turn now back to Jeremy and talk a little bit about the administrative support structure that we have in the upper school. I mentioned before that Jeremy is one of the grade level deans. There are four, one for each grade. And Jeremy, as I said, is graduating the class of 2023 and will be very lonely over the summer and looking forward to having a new group come in the fall. So Jeremy, why don't you just kind of explain for a minute how you view your role?
Yeah, I mean, I think so much of the dean role, kind of the way I explain it, I'm really, the dean kind of serves as the point person for anything and everything for the grade, you know, for the students in the grade, anything, you know, that they need really, and kind of guiding them through their upper school experience. So for the, you know, in the ninth grade early on, that's the transition in the upper school, and looking, you know, kind of moderating and helping students kind of figure out what that means. And then all the way through the end of the year, you know, with scheduling, looking forward to the 10th grade year. And I think, you know, students, any questions students or families have for that matter, really come from me. I think much of my job is keeping track of everybody in the grade and their individual experiences and how they're getting on, how they're faring, you know, whether that's, you know, academic course load, how they're feeling about their particular courses, if they're feeling they need support in any particular thing, if there's things going on at home, I know about those. That information gets to me. I work with a team of advisors, that each child has an advisor, and that information, anything that's going on, the advisors will pass to me. Teachers work with me individually, department chairs as well. So, and families are contacting me, and it, you know, really anything and everything, like I said, it could be, you know, as small, but in, you know, as someone can't get their locker open. You know, there's a combination and they can't figure it out early on. And so they come to me and I can help them with that, or big things, they're feeling overwhelmed or they're doing well, you know, and they're really excited about things and they're just checking in and letting me know how they're doing. So there's really a variety of roles that the dean serves, and that kind of passes from year to year and kind of changes as well as they progress to the upper school. But, you know, I think the you had mentioned there's one per grade and I track with them until graduation. I think the benefit of that is I get to know them very, very well. I get to know them and their peer groups. I get to know the families very well, and their needs and their concerns as I walk them through really, you know, their 4 years together. So, it's a real privilege, Mr. Allgrant, to work with these, you know, with the children, with these ninth graders coming in, and really exciting for me to get to see them mature and grow and take on more and more responsibility as they pass through the years. But the ninth grade, you know, really fun year, really exciting year, transitional year, and so much is happening all at one time. I think, you know, my role is to kind of help streamline things and make sense of what's going on, particularly early on in that in the year. So kind of a point person for everything and anything, really, is kind of how I describe it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. the dean really sits at the intersection of the students, the families, and the curriculum. As such, Jeremy will be absolutely a point person for you, as will the advisor, who, as we said last time, is also a main figure in your child's life, and you'll meet them right away at the early orientation in September. So that's pretty much what we wanted to cover for today. We will be back to you in a couple of days to talk more about some of the co-curricular timing and the things that will be available in the fall. In the meantime, I hope that you're all well and staying safe. And I look forward to meeting you virtually in a few weeks. And then, of course, at the end of the summer. So thanks very much and have a good day.